Hey everyone, thank you for taking this walk with me as we continue our journey through this strange paradiso. I want to start off telling you guys, okay, this may be a little bit of a spoiler alert. So I'm not going to go into detail with this, but I will say that I don't really recall what year this was. I know it was sometime in the 1980s, okay? And there was this movie that came out, and it was called They Live. So, I mean, I don't really want to go any further with it, okay? But I don't even want to describe to you guys what the movie was actually about. Because I want you guys, if you haven't seen it, if you're not familiar with it, I really want you guys to take a look at that movie, okay? So the main character was this guy named Rowdy Roddy Piper. He was a wrestler, one of those WWF wrestlers back in the day. And he is the main person in this movie. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, okay, this is more on the theory side of things. This, what this movie is about, what we see going on, what we hear about going on day to day when it comes to theory, all right? So when this came out in the 1980s, it was more like a sci-fi. I saw the movie. I've actually seen the movie a few times. And I really didn't understand what the message was. It wasn't until more recently, so many years ago, that I started to get a grasp on what this movie was saying or trying to say, or the message that was in this movie, okay? The reason I'm bringing this up, actually, is because recently I've been hearing so much about this particular movie. It's amazing the amount of people who are suddenly talking about this. So maybe you have heard about this, maybe you've seen it, or maybe you haven't heard about it. But those of you who are interested in theory, you might want to take a look at this movie. As a matter of fact, I've seen this movie a few times, but I'm actually going to go and watch it again. You have to remember that this is from the 80s. This is a 1980s movie, so it's a little bit campy. You know, it's not like the productions of today. But the message is almost so clear of what this is saying. You almost can't ignore it. But once again, this is for those of you who are interested in theory. Okay? So if you're not interested in it, just like I didn't know what was happening back when I first saw it, I just thought it was a sci-fi like RoboCop, you know, stuff like that. So I didn't get anything out of it besides it was just kind of like, I don't know, just a sci-fi movie. But you have to see this. And maybe if you saw this before a long time ago, you might want to see it again. That's why I'm going to watch it again, because I know that there are things that I don't remember about this movie besides the main things. Okay, let me just tell you this. This guy, and I don't remember his name in the movie, but the main character somehow gets these sunglasses or these glasses. And it's after that, and he puts these glasses on. What takes place afterwards is just watch it, okay? Take my word for it. If you're interested in theory, you won't be sorry. All right, so moving on. I have to read my own writing. Okay, now this is about shapeshifters, all right? So apparently, there are many people
who, and I'm not saying that I don't believe in shapeshifters, okay? But I'm also not saying I do. I know that there's something out there. I know that people are encountering something and have been encountering these things for eons. But this is something else now that seems to be accelerating. I've been hearing more and more things about shapeshifters, okay? But along the same road, okay, when it comes to these shapeshifters now, seems to be this new, I don't know what you would call it, a new type of, I guess, sickness or whatever. And this is called demon face syndrome. Okay? Now, apparently, what's been happening is that more and more people are reporting seeing others, okay, seeing what they think are people, but they've got these hideous and grotesque demonic faces. And then they'll switch back to like a normal face. And the witness, okay, the person who witnesses this, well, you can imagine they're stunned and shocked for a moment when they see this happening right in front of their eyes. They don't know how to react. So, I mean, what they're saying, and this is out there, this has actually been talked about on mainstream news, that people are experiencing this demon face syndrome, and they're having, you know, there's a narrative and there are all these types of reasons why people have this so-called disease or syndrome, whatever. So I don't know what I mean, there are many different reasons that they're putting out there why people are having this, okay, and seeing these things. And they're, besides mental illness, oh, it's because, you know, people have mental illness. It's because they eat too many Skittles. I mean, I don't know. But the reasons that they're putting out there for this demon face syndrome, they're all like pretty bogus, okay? All the reasons for these people seeing this, these faces shifting right before their eyes and so on. Well, I tend to lean on the side of, I really do believe that there is a very good probability that there are things, there are entities walking among us, okay, who are not human. When I read even about, okay, the Black Eyed Kids, about the Men in Black, about all these things that people have encountered, even like people who encounter succubus and incubus and things like this, I realize that there are, I mean, I'm saying probably, it's not a possibility, it's a probability. There are entities walking among us who are not human or not fully human. I don't believe that these people who are witnessing this just came down with some kind of syndrome, or that they're cuckoo, or they need glasses, or they were drinking too much wine. No. I believe that these things are actually, I'm not saying every single one. I'm not saying that out of 100 people, every one of them are accurate and they have actually seen these, whatever you want to call them, half or unhuman, whatever. No, I'm saying that the percentage, though, is probably pretty high. Over 50% of people who encounter these things have actually really and sincerely encountered these things. No mistake. That's what I'm saying. Now, there's a percentage of people who they probably do see things because they're altered. They're doing something to, you know, that allows them to see certain things like this and whatever. You can call it tripping. You can call it whatever you want. But yeah, I'm not saying that in every single account is accurate. Now, where do these things come from? How do they get here? What really are they? Well, quite possibly these things have been here since creation, okay? But now there are more and more people who are sensitive to these things and who have the ability to see these things for what they really and truly are. And many of the people now who are seeing these things and who have encountered these things are actually Christians. People who you may not think of as far as, you know, having these type of encounters and reporting these encounters, but many of them who have seen these things are Christian. So maybe it's because of discernment. Maybe it's because of sensitivity. I'm not saying every single person who sees them are Christian. I'm saying many are. Now, I wouldn't necessarily think to myself, I'm going to get a bunch of Christians and they're all going to talk about paranormal, all going to talk about their experiences with things that go bump in the night and all this and that. So it's pretty amazing about how many of them have had these types of experiences. And why might that be? Once again, it could be discernment, sensitivity. Also, I believe that these things have been here since the beginning, I also believe that there are many more here now than ever have been. And that's because of the opening of portals, of stargates, of gateways, call them what you want. But that's one very good reason. We know that for example, we talk about CERN, all right? Well, CERN itself in Switzerland, okay, that's not the only CERN. That's not the only particle collider, okay? There are many more. And what these things do also is they open portals. I remember the one scientist, I can't remember his name, I think it was Hawking or something like that, and he warned them at the time, so many years ago, before he passed, that they shouldn't do that. Now, this was a brilliant scientific mind. And he warned against this. Against this, the Huge Hadron Collider and what was going to happen. And he said, you don't know what's going to come through those portals. It was a warning he put out there, but they did it anyways. So things have been escalating. And that's also another reason why we've got so many people, so many more people seeing these things, and some very credible people witnessing things. I was talking I'm acquainted with these six particular people who are older people but they're not, they're, they have their full mental capabilities, okay? They're not forgetful. They're not in any type of decline, who have told me about certain things that have happened to them. And this is all very, very recent. This is all like within the last 6 months. That's like one person every 4 weeks telling me that a particular thing has happened to them. Not only that, guys, but they have all reported the same thing happening. These people are not living among one another and able to get together and create this big fantasy. No. These people are all separate, in separate locations, who have told me these things. Now, the first time one of them told me about this particular incident that happened to him, I just took it with a grain of salt. I didn't really know these people at the time. I didn't know them enough, or I didn't know him enough to make any type of judgment call. So I just figured, okay, maybe he had too much to drink. I mean, I don't know. But I always kept that in the back of my mind, okay, the story that he told me. I'll get into these things later on. Right now, I don't have like a whole lot of time, but he told me of an incident. So once again, I just, you know, I remembered what he told me, but I didn't like think anything of it. I just kind of like gaffed it a little bit, okay? So then, not too long later, so many weeks later, there was a woman who we were having a discussion, and she told me of an incident that happened to her. And she, I'm not going to say she was panicked about it, but she was kind of like a little bit agitated, okay, about what had happened to her, and a little bit angry, okay, agitated, because she wasn't angry, but she was kind of like not panicked, but now she was kind of like uncomfortable. Like she knows something's up, but why and what is happening? It was that kind of an incident. And then I recalled what the gentleman had told me so many weeks prior, okay, to her report. Then this seemed to go on. Another woman came forward and she's telling me this story. And it coincides 100% with what two others had told me. So, I mean, come on, I'm painting a picture now. It's like, what in the heck is going on? Then what do you know? Another woman comes in, and these are all, they're not only similar, they're like, it's the same thing happening. The same thing. Now, really recently, yesterday, I was having a discussion with another gentleman. Okay, I was at work. And we started talking about something, and then he just blurted it out about something that had happened to him. And I had to stop. I was like, what? Because now it's like, okay, this is like number six. And then I questioned him further. And then I said, you've experienced this? And he said, big time. Like, yes. And then I told him, I said, you are not the only person who has said this to me. I said, and look, I mean, I'm only one person. And you're like the sixth person who has told me almost this very exact thing. So that tells me that there's a lot more of this stuff happening. I know I'm being cryptic here, guys, But I'll get into all of that at a later time, okay? Because what I want to put out there is that there are things happening. And if we don't talk, if we don't have conversation or dialogue with other people, and I'm not saying we go out there and just start blurting it out about shapeshifters or about anything like that. No. But with conversation, and there are key words, okay, that we can use for any type of thing that we're interested in that may be going on in our realm. There is always a key word, or there are key words that we can say that if another person, say you're in a little group of people, another person who has experienced something will realize that key word you said, and then they will speak to you about it. And if no one has, if no one recognizes that key word, then no one will say anything. And everybody will just go on with their conversation. And by using keywords that way, we're not putting ourselves out there like we're a bunch of theorists or anything like that, okay? That's why I like to use certain keywords. But I got to tell you guys, there are so many things. I don't want to say there's something going on. There are so many things going on. There are so many things that people are experiencing right now that I'm not saying that they're bad. I'm saying that they're mysterious. There is almost no explanation for things like this. And while certain people are fascinated by certain things, like me, okay, I'll admit it, I am really, really fascinated with many different aspects of the paranormal. I mean, it's just something that just gets my attention because so much of it is mysterious. And it's not like I dwell on it. It's not like that's the only thing I think about. But every so often, there seem to be like clumps of things that happen that really get my attention. And so at this time in our realm, this is happening. There are clumps of things that seem to be going on. One of the reasons, once again, this is my belief. It doesn't mean I'm correct. And I'm not assuming. I'm not just, oh, well, it's because. No, I'm saying in my own opinion, I believe that part of this is because of the opening of portals. And yes, when I said that CERN in Switzerland is not the only one, there are others. They're not as big, maybe, not as huge, but there are others in other countries. And now, right now, they are in the process of building another huge one. Okay, I know that the one in Switzerland, I believe it takes up Switzerland, like part of Switzerland and part of France. Like the darn thing is bigger than Switzerland, so it kind of like spills over into France also. Just to show you how big this thing is. So the next huge one that they're building, I don't know if they're finished yet or not, is in China. Now, why do there need to be so many built all over the world? And that's not the only one either. I mean, there are smaller ones here and there. I want to say that there is another one it's not huge, but there is another one, a smaller one, and it's here in the United States. I don't know how many we've got here, but I believe that the one that I heard about recently that's in the U.S. is in a state that begins with a T. Okay, you can find that pretty easily, I'm sure. So what does this all mean? Why? is it to the point where things are that evil that it's taking over to open all of the gates, all of everything that holds back things that we have no business dealing with? Why? What is getting ready to happen? Why did certain agencies use an eclipse, okay, to carry out certain things? Why? So now it's like anything that is happening that in nature, like an eclipse, okay, like the full moon, like a lunar eclipse, like, I mean, you name it, any type of natural now is being inverted and used for something nefarious. Also, the whole CERN thing firing up right before April 8th. I mean, once again, this is kind of like theory, but kind of not. Because it's almost like screaming at us. It's almost blatant in our faces. And I'm sure that those of you who can do the numbers and who do gematria and numerology can see what's happening more than I can. And I know I've said this before in the past. As we move forward, there are going to be more reports of strange things, the shapeshifters, the demon face syndrome, all this other stuff. It's going to accelerate, okay? All of these things. But it's like, I guess, by opening a gateway, of opening that gate, of parting the veil, is a way of an invitation. And an invitation to what? Come here to the earth, to come here into our dimension, to come here into our realm. That's quite possible. So, of course, we don't deal with this in a fearful way. We deal with this in a knowledgeable way because we know what's happening. And even though, all right, even if right now, I know that there are some people who just kind of like gaff this and say, oh, okay, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's still there, okay? It's still in the back of your mind. Like you can like put it away in your mental library. And at some point, maybe in the future, something may happen where you will remember these things. I mean, I really hope not, okay? I'm not putting these things out there because I want to be right. I want to be correct. No, I'm putting these things out there because as they come to me, as I see things and I read things and I hear things and people will come forward with and report things, it's almost like if I don't say anything, well, I'm keeping what could very well be vital information to myself. So I want to put these things out there so that others can be aware. So that you guys can be aware. And you can go and look for yourself. You can read about it. Just like I know that I spoke about this before, but I have to tell you, there are certain things that I know about, certain things that I hear about, and I wonder to myself, I mean, for example, why in the world would the Vatican, okay, so the Vatican is like the home base of the Catholic Church, The Catholic Church is Catholicism, okay, is a form of Christianity. Whether you love Catholics, hate Catholics, or just really don't care, it is a form of Christianity. Catholics do believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior, okay? So why then the Vatican, of all places, home base of the Catholic Church, which Catholics have told me is the true religion, Catholicism, the true religion, the first religion. They have bumper stickers on their cars. Catholicism, the true religion, okay? Why does the Vatican have a telescope? Not only a telescope, but the most powerful telescope in the world, and name it Lucifer. Somebody really needs to explain that one to me. It's like, wait a minute, wait. I mean, why couldn't they just name it? I mean, of anything, give it a number. What if you just call it number one because it's like the most powerful? Or why couldn't you just call it PF for powerful? I mean, Lucifer, really? Now, is that a mistake? Is that a coincidence? Come on. So, I mean, there is something rotten going on here. And also, I don't know if this is true, but I did hear this many years ago, that the mountain that this telescope is on was actually a place where, I guess it was kind of like sacred, okay? And it was sacred to Native Americans and so on. It was a place where, it was a sacred spot. And no one, no agency in the world could go there in that area and do anything. But somehow the Catholic Church was able to go and build their Lucifer telescope on that mountain. So there's another thing I have to tell you guys. I mean, I just wonder about this stuff. And sometimes I talk to people and I say this and they're like, well, I don't know. Because they really don't care. You don't, it's like, okay, one doesn't necessarily have to care for this to cause something to happen in our realm. Now, this alone, in my opinion, brings bad juju, not only to that area, but to everything involved. It's just, I'm like at a loss for words. Every time I think about it, it's like, why on earth? I mean, you could have named it Jiminy Cricket for, I mean, come on. Nope. This is the Catholic Church. We're going to name our telescope the Lucifer. Okay. Yeah, I mean, why don't you just name it Beelzebub then? I mean, let's be real here. I think about these things once in a while, and I just have a very difficult time grasping the concept. And I know that there are some out there, some fast talker people who will say, oh, well, that's just in defiance to this and that. No, don't give me that. I don't even want to hear all of that fast talk about that kind of thing. No. That was named that for a real purpose. And it's a blatant sacrilegious move in my part. I mean, for what I see, okay? But anyways, there's nothing that I, as one small person, can do about it. But something at some point is going to happen And of course, it's going to be destruction. Of course it is. At some point, things are going along as they will. But at some point, we're going to see certain things take place. And once again, this is not for fear. This is for knowledge. This is for our eyes being open, realizing some of the things that we see out here. So that's pretty much all that I've got for today, guys. And I'm in the process, you know, I've been reading and doing as much as I can with my research, you know, with my work schedule and this and that. Okay, I got a few more minutes. There was another thing that I wanted to talk to you about, and this is about AI. The reason that I want to bring this up, it's not like we don't know about it. It's not like we don't know what's happening here. But there is, I don't think I can tell you guys about this yet. Okay, I'm going to have to wait on this. I'm going to wait until the next time I come on. And the reason is because if I start talking about AI, then it's going to be a spoiler alert to the movie They Live. Okay, so I don't want to do that. I want you guys to please watch that movie. And then the next time I come on, I am going to talk about AI, which is going to, I mean, it's not all about that movie, but there are some things about that movie that I would have to tap into when I discuss AI, as well as Mandela Effect. And this is nothing that I read about or that I heard anyone else speak about. This is something that just came to me. And it's a theory because I can't prove it. But it's just something that it just seemed to like really get my attention. So I'm going to talk about that. I probably won't be able to be back until, let me try for, I'd like to have a little bit more time. Oh, I don't know. I'm going to try for Sunday, okay? But for some reason, it may not be until like next Wednesday, the way my schedule's going and all of that. But you know that if I get time before that, as soon as I can, at least by Sunday, that way the majority of you guys would have a chance already to see that movie, all right? And you could probably even watch that movie like online or on YouTube or something like that. But there were just certain things that just kind of blew me away about it. And I haven't seen that movie. Once again, I think the last time I saw that movie was probably like in the early 90s. That's how long ago it was. Okay, so once again, guys, try to watch that. I know it's a little bit campy because, you know, it's an 80s movie. But the message, it's just wild. It's a wild ride, okay? Once again, I want to thank you all for joining me, and we'll be walking and talking again soon as I can. I want to wait until at least Sunday to share this AI thing with you, though, all right? So you have a chance to watch that movie. I appreciate all of you guys so much, and I want to thank you all for taking this journey with me. We're taking this journey together. We're trying to pick up whatever bits and pieces of knowledge we can as we go forward. And we're not turning around and retracing our steps, and we're not going to stop and not go any further, no matter how disturbing some of this stuff may get, no matter how many things seem to get in our way, how many obstacles we have to get over. We are on this path, all right? And we are not stopping. We are moving ahead. I know sometimes we veer off a little bit. Sometimes we do stop and talk, all right? But we're not going to stop and be stationary for long, because there is too much out there. that we want to and that is necessary for us to learn and to be aware of, then we can share it with others, okay? And at some point, maybe others will fall in and come walking with us. So everybody have a great day. It's really nice here in the Kingdom of California. I guess it's going to be like 80-something degrees today. And then rain on the weekend, maybe. Thank you, guys. Everybody have a great day. Ciao.